Hello and welcome to the course entitled Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math with Pastor Deborah of the School of Light. This lesson, lesson number 15, is entitled What Are the Ways to Healing and Restoration for the Kingdom Within You and Others? In lesson number 14, Pastor Deborah, who's talking to you, taught about understanding how to bring healing into one's own kingdom within and the restoration of the original king to its throne, the forever person. Wow, such glad tidings that lesson brought to all who listened. A hope of healing and restoration of the health and wholeness of the kingdom within and the restoration of the rightful king of the kingdom, the forever person, was taught about, and hopefully seeds of hope were planted. Now comes more good news to you. Understanding how to bring this healing and restoration into one's own kingdom within, and how the rightful king, the forever person, is restored on its spiritual throne. When one's will in the forever person hears of this hope of healing and restoration, it must choose freely healing and restoration. Then hope will come and begin its healing and restoration through bringing in light, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, and with all that, a new identity of who the forever person was originally to really be, the rightful king of the kingdom within. Then will come words of education and learning that must occur. Tests will be taken and must be passed. New concepts of self, the kingdom within, the purpose and role of the soul and its subconsciousness, and the purpose of the physical body must all be learned about per person. Words will come that will transform the old forever person into a brand new creature, a new forever person. This new forever person will be one that had never been a slave to the soul's subconsciousness and the lust and addictions of the physical body. A new forever person, a baby sort of, that would need to be nourished by new food and just sweet milk for a long time. The food would be ancient and old concepts of the forever person and its identity of a king and the kingdom it was to rule over within itself and then out into the world on the earth. New yet ancient knowledge and truth are the first way of healing and restoration. Then comes the milk of healing and restoration. The new forever person must drink and be nursed with the ancient milk called agape love. For the rest of its life, the forever person must be nourished and fed by the warm, sweet, pure milk of agape love. The forever person must hear it is loved, it is valued, it is wanted, it is precious. It is beautiful. It is needed. It is lovely. It is divine. It is holy. It is righteous. And it is the rightful king of the kingdom within. And that it is a new and beautiful forever person, now in its new state of healing and restoration. Agape love, the very nourishing, sweet, eternal milk that this new baby needs and will drink freely for all of its life. Then slowly, this new forever person will begin to be fed and nourished by words considered bread. Learn about a drink called wine. Begin to feed on meat and always drink its glass of sweet living milk at every meal. These are the new spiritual ways of healing and restoration that the forever person will travel on to become completely healed, fully restored to its identity as the rightful king of the kingdom within and its three-part system of itself, and the soul placed back in its position as its helpmate, and the physical body to be an outward expression of the forever person out in the realm of the natural. Then the same ways of healing and restoration must occur for the soul. It must give way to the forever person's rightful rulership and begin to be transformed into a new soul and with a new subconsciousness from its old wicked one that had stolen and usurped the kingship of the original and rightful ruler, the forever person, and ruled by hate, jealousy, lust, coveting, and filled with just pride for itself and its glory. No, the soul must learn its new identity as well, and also feed and drink, as the forever person does, on the words of healing and restoration that include love, joy, and peace. Then the ways of healing and restoration of the physical body is the same. It must give up its pleasures and addictions and come into order under the soul who is under the forever person. All need a rebirthing, new foods, words of healing and restoration, and tests and trials to learn how to apply the new information, to accept it and learn how to apply them to the kingdom and its three-part system. When this begins, healing and restoration have begun, and the kingdom is stepping into the ways of healing and restoration. So that ends this lesson. Lesson number 15 of Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math. It has been an honor to have had you here today in the School of Light and learning and growing. Please continue to listen to more of this course with Pastor Deborah, your School of Light teacher, and hear glad tidings for yourself and others and the kingdom within. The next lesson is lesson number 16. What are some other ways of healing and restoring the kingdom within? Until next lesson, and the next time we are together as student and teacher. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, your School of Light global teacher of Agape Love, Love Is Here Ministries, and its global teaching ministry. See you in lesson number 16. Until then, keep learning and growing.